jean, so her hem was straight.
Are you listening to me?
No, Mom, I'm not. I'm busy.
Honey, I have an extra $200 I've been saving.
Allegra finished off the hem and with the snip of her scissors, pulled the dress free. She flicked it with her wrists and heard her mother gasp.
See? I told you I wouldn't need a new dress.
Her mother's eyes grew large as she looked at the sea-green dress. Gone were the wide straps and voluminous skirt. In its place was a soft sweetheart neckline to accentuate Allegra's breasts. They weren't as large as Raven's, but they were supple and perky. The sides had been taken in to accent Allegra's small waist, and those lines continued down the length of the dress to where the skirt tapered into a slender fit along her hips and long legs. Allegra had cut a long slit up one leg to show it off when she walked.
That color is going to be breathtaking with your hair, Margaret whispered as she eyed the dress.
Allegra had counted on it. While Elle had red hair, like her mother, Allegra had blonde hair, like Bree. So she'd asked Bree if she could have her old prom dress. The blue tint to the green caused her clear blue eyes to sparkle. Allegra slid into the dress and turned her back for her mother to zip it up. It fit like a glove. Allegra smiled into the mirror. Clothes had a way of making her feel good about herself. It didn't matter how much they cost or where they came from. It mattered how they fit, their color, and their personality. It was like they talked to her. She could be herself with them. And this dress was the real Allegra. Now she just had to have the courage to wear it out of the house. The hotel ballroom was packed with sparkly dresses and boys in black tuxedos. It was a thrill for Allegra's senses. She smiled as she saw dresses she'd love to make dance by her.
Here goes nothing,
Nate Reese said as he held out his arm. Allegra smiled at her best friend and placed her arm on his. Nate and Allegra had been best friends since freshman year drama class. In a month, he was heading to New York City, and she was going to design school in California. Allegra and Nate made their way to the dance floor as people cast them surprised looks. Allegra had taken the liberty of adjusting Nate's rental tux so it showed how good-looking he really was. Nate liked to hide behind baggy pants and layers of shirts. While he didn't have the body of an athlete, it did hold promise, just like Nate himself did.
I can't wait to be out of this school,
Nate muttered as some of the dancers around them started whispering.
At least it got me into that acting school.
Soon we can leave this all behind. I can get lost in the masses at college, and you will be on stage performing in front of thousands of people. Promise you won't forget me, Allegra teased.
I could never forget you. If it hadn't been for you and your friendship, I would never have made it through all the snobbery. Speaking of which, here comes the queen bee.
I'm going to have to apologize. I was so mean to her this morning,
Allegra started to say, before stopping to stare at a dress only an angel could have made.
Raven,
Allegra whispered on a gasp.
That dress is amazing. Look at the way it's made, and the layering, the texture.
Allegra was so wrapped up in her love fest with Raven's dress, she didn't see the victorious look on Raven's face. With a smile of pure satisfaction, Raven did a quick spin in her dress.
Well, now that you know you can't compete, I'm going to dance.
That dress is a work of art, Allegra said wistfully as Raven sashayed toward her date.
I can't believe you.
Nate shook his dark brown hair as he slid his hand over her back and brought her back into the dance.
What?
You're too nice.
Is there such a thing as too nice?
Yes. Your sisters taught me that. But I think you were too busy playing dress up to hear their lessons. Raven will never respect you.
She won. You practically orgasmed when you saw her dress.
It was a great dress. And it's not like I'm getting any from anyone else. That dress is the thrill of my night,
Allegra joked. Nate just shook his head.
Someday,